Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Israel's rescue agency says it has found 260 bodies strewn across the site of a music festival that had been taking place close to the border of the Gaza Strip on Saturday. The location at Kibbutz Re'im came under attack in the early stages of a huge offensive by Palestinian Hamas gunmen who crossed into Israeli territory. The military says over 700 Israelis have been killed in the 2 days of fighting. Lise Doucette is in Jerusalem.
So many Israeli casualties, including everyone from grandmothers to young children. Even more shocking, 100 hostages. Israel has not seen this sort of situation before. And also the incursions into Israel. Israel has not seen this since the 1948 war for the independence of Israel. The fighting that went town to town. So this is truly unusual. And so therefore, the response to it will be unprecedented.
Health officials in Gaza say more than 400 Palestinians have been killed so far by Israeli airstrikes. Over 2,000 people have been injured. They said power cuts are posing a major challenge for medical workers. Rushdi Abu Alouf is in Gaza City.
It has been very intense fighting throughout the day. Hundreds of targets were hit by the Israelis. The IDF said they have targeted 800 Hamas targets. Since last night, Israel have been targeting many installations for Hamas, buildings, banks. Two or three mosques were destroyed in southern Gaza. Downtown Gaza, most of the streets were blocked by buildings knocked down by the Israelis, completely destroyed, leveled to the ground. Tonight, Israeli drones, Israeli fighter jets are still flying over Gaza, and people are expecting another night of fighting.
The UN Security Council has held an emergency closed-door session to discuss the crisis. The UN Middle East envoy briefed council members, calling on countries to exert diplomatic efforts to restore calm. Some members were reportedly concerned about a regional spillover of the conflict. The United States says it's sending extra munitions to Israel, the first supplies of which will arrive within days. More from Shingai Nioka in Washington.
The Pentagon has outlined what it has called its initial emergency military support. It's sending aircraft carriers as well as guided missile carrier and guided missile destroyers headed from the western Mediterranean to the eastern Mediterranean. That's a journey of about 1,000 miles. The U.S. is also increasing its air power. Air Force fighter aircraft will be going into bases in the Middle East in case there is any kind of attack from Iran.
World News from the BBC. Thousands of people in western Afghanistan are spending a second night in the open after a strong earthquake on Saturday reduced entire villages to rubble. There's been confusion about the number of dead, with Taliban officials apologising for an earlier assessment that more than 2,000 people had died. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency says more than 1,000 have been killed and more than 500 are still missing. The Taliban administration in Afghanistan says food, drinking water, tents and medicine are urgently needed. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have rallied in the Spanish city of Barcelona against potential amnesties for Catalan separatists involved in a failed independence bid 6 years ago. Danny Eberhard reports.
The demonstrators filled some of the streets of Catalonia's capital, waving Spanish and Catalan flags. Police said 50,000 people turned out. The organisers put the figure at six times that. Protesters called for a jail sentence for the man who led the failed Catalan independence bid, Carles Puigdemont, who fled into exile. Some denounced Prime Minister Sanchez as a traitor, claiming he'll jeopardise Spain's unity for political horse trading. To form a parliamentary majority, Mr Sanchez would need the support of Catalan separatists, who are demanding an amnesty. He's promised to be generous to separatists, but no deal has been struck.
Indian officials say that at least 77 people are now known to have died in the floods which struck the northeastern states of Sikkim and West Bengal on Wednesday. More than 100 others are still missing. Fiji has filled the last place in the Rugby Union World Cup quarter-finals and will next play England. Despite Portugal claiming its first ever World Cup win in a shock final group match, the scoreline of 24 points to 23 was enough for the Fijians to score a losing bonus point to qualify second in Group C. BBC News.